This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Carol. This is Jess from South Carolina. I've tried to record a couple times, so if you get this multiple times, I'm so sorry. Anyways, I'm just going to jump right into it. I love your show. I'm a longtime listener. And I wanted to tell you a story about my sister's first house. So this is actually while she was in school, she decided to move into a house off campus with a group of her friends. I have a long story, so I don't know if maybe this is too long for a recording and I need to write it in, but we'll give it one last try and then try to write it in if this doesn't work. I have always been sensitive to energy. It's not something I embrace. It's not something that I necessarily like. But basically, if something has happened in an area, negative, usually, I tend to feel it physically. It's just something that's always happened. I've kind of also always been, I wouldn't say open to spirit, but I've always known they exist. I've never questioned it. One of my earliest memories was lying in my bed while a lady kind of floated around out my second story bedroom window. It's just kind of always been with me. It's not something I like, not something I want to develop or anything. It's just there. But my sister, going back to her, this was a time where things were going really great for me personally and for her as well. She was really happy. She was a super bubbly person, very extroverted. She had a ton of friends and just was really kind of enjoying her, young adulthood. But she was also very focused on school. So this house was about half an hour outside of her college. It was not super far away. It was also about half an hour from me, which was like the opposite direction. I had a lot of her things at my house. So she had invited me to come and see her new house, and I thought I would go ahead and bring a box of her things as well, or as much as I could fit in my car. So I packed up a bunch of her stuff to take to her. I thought it would be helpful for her. And as I started on my way, immediately I realized this was not going to be just a regular drive to my sister's brand new awesome house that she was super excited about. The air around me thickened the closer that I got to this house. There was also some strange light things, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it other than, it was a really bright sunny day outside and I could see that it was a really bright sunny day. But the closer that I drove to this place, the darker it looked. And I know that sounds crazy and I know it sounds weird, but it was almost like I could see a film, like the energy of where I was going was just darker than the rest of, than reality, I guess. And I think maybe I was just sensing it. I obviously wasn't, it looked dark, but I could also, I also knew it was just bright and sunny outside. When I get close, almost right before I turn onto the street where this house was located, I have what I can only describe as a panic attack. It was difficult to breathe. My heart started palpitating. I don't get panic attacks. I didn't get panic attacks. It wasn't something normal for me. But I did. It was very difficult. It was hard to breathe. It was very hard to drive. I actually ended up having to pull off on the side of the road and take some breaths and try to calm down. My senses were like on overload. I just kept feeling this gut-wrenching sadness, like being hit in the gut over and over again with this terrible, terrible sadness. It was despair. It was despair. And it was horrible. After I got it together and turned onto the street, you know, the air continued to be thick. The darkness continued to kind of also thicken. And that sadness just lingered. It did not go away. The strange thing about this house is it was a nice brick house, an older home, but not super old. But it kind of shared a driveway with a church, which was right next door to it. Now, this wasn't an old church. It was a modern era church. There was no cemetery. There was no graveyard, just a big open field type thing. But her driveway and the church's driveway kind of shared the beginning, and then they split off from each other. So I say that because it was just strange, because you could feel the energy of the church as like this, but it was like black and white, or you know, light and darkness. It was just the feeling from the driveway was so polarizing that I could feel. It was very strange. So I end up parking the car and needing to take a little bit more time to kind of get myself together, because I really did not want to get out of the car. Like, I didn't want to look at the house. I didn't want to step foot on the property. I did not want to be there. I did not, which was really sad, because my sister was very excited about this house. This was, you know, a whole new thing for her, and I wanted to be really happy for her, but I just, it was so hard. I ended up getting out of the car, and she had asked me to come through the back. This place had this really beautiful, actually, backyard. It was a fenced-in yard. I went through the gate on the side of the house, and the whole back part of the house was, half of it was this big sunroom that had open windows, all the things that you would assume to be very light and airy and put a whole lot of light into the house was there. A big sliding glass door was where this sunroom kind of ended, and it opened onto this small little porch with steps that led into the backyard. I get onto the steps, and I don't even get to the sliding glass door, and immediately I collapse. It was like a freight train that hit me. It was just like powerfully, I was standing and then boom, I was just on the ground. It was just like, I didn't even know what had happened. It happened so fast. I wasn't physically injured, but that's what it felt like. Like this, like a freight train had just knocked me over. My sister's box went, a lot of her things, kind of fell all over the place. My sister obviously heard me fall and ran through the sliding glass door out the back to make sure I was okay. As she's helping me up, she keeps asking me, "What's wrong? What's wrong? Are you okay? What happened? Why are you crying?" I didn't even realize I was crying. I didn't realize I didn't feel anything physically. I didn't feel like I was injured, but I was. I was in tears. And I didn't realize that until she said something about it. And when she said it, I realized, oh my gosh, I am definitely crying. There were tears coming down my face. That was also very strange for me. I'm not someone that gets overly emotional, a lot at all. It's not something that's just in my nature. So it alarmed my sister. And the only thing that I could get out of my mouth, the only sentence or words I could form was, "What happened here?" And it kind of took her aback, and she took a minute and then looked at me, really looked at me, and realized I was having an energy thing. Something was wrong. You know, this is my sister. She grew up with me. She knows my history. She knows, you know, I'm not exactly normal, I guess. And she told me, well, you know, this place was owned by an older lady and she passed away suddenly. So maybe that's kind of what's going on. You think that's what's going on? And I just agreed with her. Yeah, that's probably what's going on. It's probably just maybe her family's sadness that I'm feeling. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just coming down with something and this, you know, lady's energy is also there. I don't know. I tried to play it off. I didn't want to ruin her moment. This was a moment for her. So I, you know, I picked everything up. I did not go into the house. I couldn't make myself do it. As thick as the energy was on the porch, in the background, like looking at her being framed in the back by the sunroom, which I could physically see, like there was lots of light in the house, but that film was there and it was so thick in the house. It was just so dark. And you know, I'm really, really sorry that I didn't say more, but I did tell her that she needed to be careful. I did tell her that she needed to be careful and to make sure, you know, she watched out, that there was sad energy there. So I end up leaving. I did not go in the house. I told her I would come back another time.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.